Good evening, welcome everyone. Shir number 64. Chof Mar Cheshvan Tovshin Samech Ches. Tonight we'll be discussing Yemirza Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Leod Amen Vamein. Yemirza Hashem, we'll discuss Baruch Hashem, which can be found in the R scroll. Light above, right? Yeah. Chaim Shlomo Siddur, page 35, line number 22. And the R scroll, regular Hebrew English, it's page 74. Before we begin that part of the Shemoneh Esrei, of the Tefillah, we have to first backtrack, because the past few months, truth is, we were in a different phase, different part, different state of the Pesukei Dezimra. And that part of the Pesukei Dezimra we're referring to was with the Ashrei. And we learned that Ashrei, the Gemara tells us, whoever says Ashrei every day, three times a day, what do we say about that? The Zoyche
gets a place
in the world to come. Very good. Okay, so I see. I wasn't, you know, it was more rhetorical, but I see people really listen, you know, so it's wonderful. I know you listen.
Just a bunch of parents.
I know you listen. Very good. And we gave a couple reasons for that. The Gemara explained, because it has the Aleph Beis, which we're not going to review the whole shir. It also has Paseach Es Yodecho Masbil Chol Chai Rotzoin. Of one of the most important psukim, one of the main parts of the Psukim de Zimra, which is that Hashem is the one who sustains us, He is the one who gives us the support. And we continue from there, from the Paseach Es Yodecho, from the Ashrei, straight through five Halalukas, the last five Halalukas in all of the Sefer Tehillim. And we explained that the Halal, these are a part of Halal as well. The Gemara in Sochem tells us that we should merit to finish, as we said last week, Halal every day. It does not refer to the Halal that we say on Rosh Chodesh, but more really it refers to the last five chapters of Halal. Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
In Pesukei Dezimra, yes, there's 15 expressions according to the Ashkenazic form of Da'at. There are 15 expressions of praise that we have in Pesukei Dezimra. The five that originally were essential to say were the Halalukas. That was the original part of Pesukei Dezimra. We say those sitting down, yet there's other parts that were added later to Pesukei Dezimra that we stand for. So I thought that it was counterintuitive that we sit down for the five that were originally part of it. You would think that since there's such a stress or an importance on saying those, to be Yotzei, that you would think that you would stand for those.
So your whole question, if I understand it correctly, is coming from the premise that standing is better than sitting down.
Not necessarily. It just has a different meaning.
That's not where you're coming from? Or
Sort of.
To some degree, right?
To some degree. Or better to rephrase the question as, what is the significance of sitting down during the five Halalukas versus standing in other parts like the Baruch Shamar, Yishtabach,
Vayarach David, right.
Vayarach David.
Yeah, yes.
And just as an aside, not everybody holds that one needs stand any time during Pesukei Dezimra, including Baruch Shamar.
I didn't know that.
Including Az Yashir.
Very interesting.
There is a very strong opinion that says one can sit from beginning until the Kaddish prior to Yishtabach. That may influence your question.
And who is that opinion, as we know?
That's the Vilna Gaon.
The Vilna Gaon says you could sit through
the entire
14 of the 15 and then...
No,
all 15 and all the way through to Yishtabach.
Right.
Interesting.
To the Kaddish before Yishtabach.
And is there the opinion also that you can stand for the entire thing as well?
Well, yeah, you can. You can stand for it all, yes.
Okay.
Now,
is there Kaddish after... goes right into Shema.
Right before the blessings of the Shema.
Before,
if you have a minion, you would say half Kaddish.
Not in here.
Yeah, you have holding too many pages there.
Yeah, go back.
Yeah, right there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So that's one answer, first of all. But second of all, one reason why we sit down is because sitting down adds more kavan.
But
sitting down adds more kavan. Where do we see that concept? Because when a person wants to make kiddush for other people, so Friday night I have the meaning to stand, different people sit down. But in general, the concept of sitting down gets people together and they're kavua, they're set. As opposed to when people are standing, then they're not necessarily all together. Mm. So much so that if a person who's making Havdalah, if he sits down, there's a strong opinion, I believe this Mishnah Brura, who says that if other people want to fulfill the obligation of the Havdalah, they should be sitting down as well.
If
the one who's making the bracha is sitting down, right, because okay. They should be doing what he's doing, and it shows that you're part of what he's doing if you're sitting down. If one is standing up, and he's over there, far back, it doesn't show that he's included in that bracha. Mm-hmm. So the starting point is that sitting down has a tremendous mila, an added aspect over than standing. So you'll say, well, so why don't we sit for Shemoneh Esrei?
I was going. Yeah,
listen, I'm not a prophet because prophecy is only by fools and children today, and I hope I'm neither one.
You can do that sitting down.
But the difference is because Shemoneh Esrei, you have to realize where we're standing now. We're not in Baal Kinwin anymore.
We're in front of Hashem.
We just got a free flight to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. None of us here are Kohanim. But I'll tell you, at that present moment, we're all Kohanim. And we're standing literally, that's how we view ourselves, excuse me, in front of Hashem. And the Rambam tells us in the Sefer Moreh Nevuchim that a person is where his mind is. So if a person is thinking about those winning lottery numbers right now, so even though he thinks he's here, he's not here. A person thinking about the ball game, you know, so that's where he is. And the person is Dami Shemoneh Esrei in Baal Kinwood, in California, in Flatbush, but he's thinking, like Chavos Chaim tells us, that he's standing in front of, and the Sfarim tells us he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's where he is. And when he takes those three steps back, it's not just... They didn't see that on the... What I did was...
Mine has a camera.
He has a camera on it. What I did was, he takes three quick steps back and then he just finishes and finished. But he realizes who he was standing in front of just now. So here, we see this important aspect of sitting down, this important aspect of standing as well. Each has its proper place, and there are, of course, specific reasons for it as well. Yes?
So Havdalah you can do sitting down?
Oh, definitely. There are those who make Havdalah sitting down.
I do.
That's good.
Yeah. Rav Simcha right here.
Thank you.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all different minhagim. So as we were saying, we learned that Halalukah is, of the 10 praises, it is the greatest praise, as we mentioned, because it has the Halal praise and the Ka, the Shem Hashem, is in one word together. Last week, in order to, as a segue into tonight's share, it's important to review the main point of last week's share. And what was the main point of last week's share? That was when looking at your nose there. Okay, good. Well, he could rewind the tape, right? What it was is as follows. We discussed the different instruments, the musical instruments, the loud trumpet, the flute, the lyre, all the different musical instruments, the cymbals, thank you. And we said that these musical instruments, they represent different situations in people's lives.
Here comes the coffee.
That's what they do. These symbols represent the trumpet, the tumultuous lifestyle, the busy lifestyle, when things sometimes seem up and down. You know, sometimes you see somebody, things don't go so well. You know, I had it myself a few days ago. Sometimes you feel like, you know, there's a heavy burden on your shoulders. So what's the response? The response is, David HaMelech was telling us, Halalukah. Realize that Hashem is in charge of everything. Sometimes things go well, as we said last week. And what's the response? The response is Halalukah. Hallel, I'm praising you, Hashem. I recognize everything is coming from you, Hashem. That is our response, and that is our message for ourselves in every single situation. If a person has to run to something, no matter what it is, he has to realize Hashem is in charge of the situation. So with that mindset, we continue now in Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem l'yoylom, amen v'amen. Baruch Hashem etziyoyin, shaychein Yerushalayim, haleluka. Baruch Hashem elokim, elokei Yisrael, oysa neflois levadai, uvaruch shem kevoidai, l'yoylom, v'imolei chevoidai, iskolaris amen v'amen. What are we saying here? Baruch Hashem, forever, amen and amen. Why the repetition? One time's not enough. What's going on here? Baruch Hashem, from Zion, the place, who dwells in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, Hallelujah. Blessed is Hashem, another Baruch Hashem, the God of Israel, who alone does wonders. Only Hashem, He is the one who does the wonders. And we end off, Uvaruch Shem Kevoida El Yoylam, V'imolei Chevoida Es Kol Ha'aretz Amen V'Amen. Blessed is His glorious name forever, and may all the earth be filled with His glory once again. Amen V'Amen. The same question we asked in the beginning, why is there repetition of Amen and Amen? We asked that question here as well. Why are there two Amens? And as we said from last week, when we discussed that the musical instruments represented the different types of situations that come up in a person's life, so the Sefer Shiras David, of David Goldberger from Tells, Goldberg, he tells us as follows, that the repetitious Amen V'Amen, the two times we have it, it tells us as follows, that we are blessing Hashem, we are thanking Hashem. Ala toiv v'ala ra, for the good and for the bad. Just like we left off with last week, this is a segue into this week's share, that the trumpets discuss the busy life. Sometimes things seem very heavy on a person's shoulders. And what does he say? He says, thank you Hashem, because I realize you're in charge. And that's what the Hallelujah is telling me. And sometimes things are very nice and calm. And those are the times, which we all know, when it's even more difficult to say Hallelujah and to recognize Hashem. You know, I had a story for later, but I'll say it now even. Just recently, my hat was on the chair, and someone sat down on it. Oh, don't worry, no one's sitting down on your hat. And what was my response? Yeah, it's not a good idea to put a hat in a chair, that's true. Yeah, but I did it. I do it quite often. And what was my response when this person sat down on this hat?
Thank you.
I chuckled. And I said to myself, I did not get upset at this person. No, I'll only tell you who this person was. It was me. I was davening, and it was after Shemona Esrei. And we go down and we sit down in a chair and we say Tachana. And I pulled out the chair, that easy, no, that's the chair, and then I was in shul, right across the hall. And as soon as I was sitting down, I said, what is that? And it was that's my rain hat. My very good rain hat. And I put another chair and I smiled a little to myself and I had to compose myself and make sure I continued davening. Why did I smile? Because I said, let's be honest with yourself now. If someone else would have said on your hat, what would your response be?
Be irritated.
Now, it all depends. If it was someone who...
I'd say, okay, no, not a problem.
If it was someone who... Well, it depends. If it was someone who, for whatever reason, I have a chip on it, you know, I don't like this person so much. So when that person sits on my hat, I would have told myself, look what he just did. That's my best rain hat. How could you have done that? And if somebody who, Rosh Yeshiva, wow, he sat on my hat. Let me tell everybody who sat on my hat today. That's what I was, that's along these lines, that's one through my head. I said, be honest with yourself. And I want to tell you something. This wasn't the first time I sat on my head. No, I'm not such a klutz. I hope not. But I want to tell you, why does Hashem do this to me? And to all of us. Because Hashem is telling us, let's be realistic with ourselves. Let's be real. Let's be honest with ourselves. When we sit on that hat, and what's our response going to be? Is it going to be, oh, why'd you do that? Even if it's a brand new hat, not the little rain hat. Which it was my rain hat. Because we have to realize, hallelujah. Baruch Hashem le'ilam, amen v'amen. Amen v'amen. Now this is just a little small example here. But who is running the world? We have to tell ourselves, Hashem is running the world. Hashem is in charge. And that's one of these messages here. And sitting on the hat is Hashem is reinforcing and reminding us. And no matter what takes place, when something happens from someone else, we have to realize it's not him. He's just that little puppet, the vehicle. And Hashem's master plan. Because each and every one of us, even though we graduated and we finished kindergarten and nursery and first grade and eighth grade and high school and college and whatever, graduate college, medical school, whatever it might be. The tests are still going on. On every single day, every single second, Hashem is testing us. And all for our benefit. Why is that? Why are these tests going on? Because Hashem loves us. I once said to my friend, years ago, I asked him a question. He says to me, I finished school. No more tests for me.
Been here, done that.
Been here, done that. But the truth of the matter is, no. We're always still being tested. And the lesson is always, Baruch Hashem, L'yoylam, forever, amen, whether it's good, amen, whether we see it as to be bad, Baruch Hashem, I'm accepting it from you, Hashem. That is the repetitious words, the words that repeat themselves with amen of amen, as explained by the Shiras David. Yes?
If you sat on your chair, on your hat, was that...
unintentional.
Was that a divine movement?
I had the free choice to sit on that chair with the hat or the chair without the hat.
Right.
But however, Hashem, I had the free choice. Like we all have free choice. Now Hashem wanted me to sit on that.
If you think about it, you have a choice.
100%, we all have choice.
Right, but when you back into your chair and sat down, you didn't exercise any choice.
Sure,
you're just subconsciously.
No, I. There were two chairs.
Yeah.
And I said, if I take the chair on the left, that chair gets a little caught in the carpet when you pull it back. Right. So the chair on the right, it's a very smooth moving chair.
Okay.
So I'm going to take the chair on the right because very smooth moving chair because I know better.
That's fine.
And then I sat down right on the hat. So I had the free choice.
That was
choice
your
there.
Choice to do.
Sure.
It was also your choice to put the hat there.
That's right.
Okay, and you did that.
That's right.
So what part of this is divine?
The part is that after I sat down on it, I mean, I could have chosen not to sit, but after
okay,
I sat down on it,
your attitude it was, towards what happened.
Right, right.
What if somebody else sat down there, as you said, someone that you may not be so
fond of,
okay? That person sat on it accidentally.
Right.
Now, did Hashem cause this guy to sit down?
Very good. I'm glad you discussed this. I had a feeling someone would. I could always count on you. Okay. And the answer to that is that every single thing that happens in this world, every single thing that happens in this world is because Hashem is orchestrating everything. And we have free choice. How do we put the two together? Because Hashem says as follows. Sorry?
So I have an example.
Okay, let's see.
I used to watch Monday Night Football. But I couldn't finish it before. I had to go to work Tuesday morning, so I would record the game and I'd watch one quarter Monday night, one quarter Tuesday, one quarter Wednesday, one quarter Thursday. Closed my ears and my eyes when I went to work the next day, so I wouldn't know the result of the game. On Tuesday, when I'm watching the game, the guys in the game are playing as though the game isn't over yet. Mm-hmm. they're acting as though they're going to affect the outcome of that game. That game's already over. The score is already determined. They're still playing when I'm watching as though they have a choice to affect the outcome. They're doing the same thing Wednesday night, and Thursday night I find out what the score is. But the score happened Monday. Mm-hmm. So for me, this is a possible way of my understanding. It's like Hashem sees time all at once. But for me, at my point in the frame, I'm fully, not knowing what the future is, fully making a choice, and it seems to me as fully then that I have the freedom to do whatever, to pick this chair, that chair, whatever. But the chair I pick, it's already picked.
Is 100% correct. That's my only question to you was who won the game.
Yeah, right.
This is 100% correct.
That's just a way of understanding. It's like I'm having to experience it one frame at a time, but for Hashem, time is already all done at once.
Yes, okay.
The Chayvus Halvavus, which we mentioned last week, the Sefer Chayvus Halvavus, he elaborates on this point, and many Sfarim discuss this, that man has free choice. But the master plan is already decided. So it's a big discussion, and it's not for the bulk of tonight's share. But the point to digest is that we all have free choice. We all can make any decision which we want. And if not, our lives would be meaningless, would be empty. Well, what's an example of that? I just read a story. There was a ball player. His first name was Kareem. He was a very tall person. Okay. If you don't know about it, I'll tell you more afterwards. I'm sure you could tell me something else. He was going for, he's playing a game, someone else, shorter ball player, jumps for a rebound. So what happened? He hit him in the eye. He didn't appreciate it. He took his fist, slammed it against the backboard, the pole over there. He had the free choice to do that. So the next morning, when his eye was already feeling better, he had the next 6 weeks to contemplate whether that was a good decision he did by breaking his hand or not. Because that's what he did when he slammed his hand against the pole of the backboard. So he had the free choice. His eye was already better now, by the way. So he could really play the next game. Out for the next 6 weeks. This is anger. It's not for tonight. But this is free choice. We all have free choice. Who doesn't have free choice? Animals don't have free choice. But human beings have free choice. But like Gershon told us...
Why do you say that animals don't have free choice?
Because they don't. That's why. Animals don't have free choice. They don't have what's called... Well, to a minute extent, but they don't have what's called...
B'tzelem Elohim.
Exactly. They don't have the image of God. They don't have Bechira Chavshus, the free choice. What the gift of God, the greatest gift is, which is the first bracha, which we go back now many, many, many months to mention the first bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Nosan Lasech Vivino Lahavchin Beinoyim Vein Laila. Hashem gave the Sechvi, the different interpretations. We'll discuss the Sechvi as he gave the heart. He gave man the understanding to distinguish between Yoim and Laila, day and night. I'll tell you a personal story. It was a little frightening. I had surgery on my shoulder around 12 years ago. Subluxation, which means the ligaments were damaged. Pulled the rope, pop. 3 years later, had surgery. So I was up in the hospital, and I woke up from the surgery. My father came to take care of me, so he was actually sleeping on the floor over there. They didn't give him a bed. Anyway, and I looked out the window in Manhattan, and I had no idea, is it AM or PM? My watch would be on my left arm. It wasn't there now. My left arm was in the bandage. Couldn't move it. And I'm looking out this window. Is day starting or is day ending? So at least Baruch Hashem, I had the mindset to recognize that there's a concept of day and night, because my brothers told me when I came home from that surgery, they said, you are a zombie. I was all drugged up, we should never know these things, but L'havchin bein yoyim v'layla, to distinguish, the Sfasemes tells us, bein yoyim, between day, what's day? Toiv, good. And layla, what's layla? Choyshech, darkness, bad, ra. The gift Hashem gave us is to tell us that we have this intellect that we can distinguish what's right and what's wrong. The little child who goes over, the little two-year-old, that the parent leaves the room for half a second. And then the two-year-old found a new jumping toy to jump on. What was it? The little sibling underneath them. So for the two-year-old, depending on, you know, what's going on here, he's got to know a little more than that. He can't do that type of stuff. But you don't reprimand this two-year-old the same way you do to the five-year-old. The five-year-old has more intellect now. Benyoim day, the right, ulayla. They know what if it's AM or PM now. They know if it's dark and or if the day's starting, day's ending. To this day, I have no idea what was going on there. So that's what we're saying over here. No matter what the situation is, if we focus and realize that Hashem is running the world, and I said before, sometimes when Le'aleinu, we should never have bad times in our life, but sometimes when things go a little as we don't understand them, we have to remind ourselves, that's the Hallelujah we just said. That's the Baruch Hashem Le'olam, Amen v'Amen. That's what we're doing when we're davening, we're telling, we're putting this antidote, this medicine inside of us, and we're curing ourselves from what? From the Yetzirah. Because what does the Yetzirah tell us? Yetzirah tells us very simple. Koichi v'oitzim yodi osa li yetzachayil azeh. Pasuk in Parashas Ekev. Koichi v'oitzim yodi. Koichi, my strength. My power. My might. My intellect. My brains. My decision. My strategies. It's what made me this money. It's what made me this right decision. Person stuck in a traffic jam. So he sees there's an exit. So he decides very quickly, gets off. He hears on the report, it's off the next 5 miles, they're stuck over there. Traffic. So he gets off, side street, he's home in 5 minutes. Then he hears how it wasn't 5 miles, it piled up 10 miles. Oh, look at that. What a decision I made. Who gave him that idea?
Hashem.
Every single thing we do, every way across the board. The Gra, the Vilna Gaon, as was quoted earlier, his name, he tells us that every single thing we do, after we're successful, we have to say Baruch Hashem. Why? Because we're reminding ourselves that it's not me. It's not my power. It's not my strength. When I get called up to do Hagbah, so what's Hagbah? Hagbah, you pick up the Sefer Torah and you go up. So, one of my Rebbeim, Rav Shlomo Brevda Shlita, he says, no matter what a person does, always daven, the smallest thing, and it's not a small thing, always daven, Hashem, please help me. So I had this in my mind. So I told this to one of my brothers, this concept. So he told me, he got to call up for Hagbah once, and he said, this is very heavy Sefer, let me tell you. And he said this tefillah, Hashem, please give me the strength to pick up the Sefer Torah for Kavod Shemayim. It's a mitzvah. He picked it up. He's a strong boy also. Young man. And he did the right job. Every single step of the way, it's Baruch Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. And where do we learn this from? And the truth is, we're deviating a little from what was tonight's class, but this is very important to discuss. Where do we learn this from? We go back to the parish in a few weeks from now. We'll have one of the Shvatim, one of the Shiftei Kah, thrown in Mitzrayim, sold by his brothers, alone by himself, or so we thought. Because who was he with the whole time, and who was with him?
Hashem
was with him the whole time. His mouth was always moving. His mouth is always talking to Hashem. And at first, Potiphar, his boss, thought he was doing some witchcraft. And afterwards he said, I don't care what he's doing. He's hitting the right stocks. He's doing the right job. He's winning. He'll be in charge of the house. Everything. When he was thrown into jail, being falsely accused, the head over there, the head of the pit, wasn't in jail like they have today with the, excuse me for saying, on the shir, with cable television and the weights over there and the coffee and the Starbucks coffee maybe they have there. I don't know what they have there. It was a pit down, a cellar. Hashem, 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 always Hashem. He went to Makom Tuma. He went to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a place of tremendous immorality. The worst in the world. And what is he called? He came out from that, Yosef HaTzadik. And he paved the path for us, for generations to come, that we can also withstand tests of such sorts. And how is he successful, says the Medrash? Because he was always davening to Hashem. He raised two children in Mitzrayim. Person sometimes he says, you know, I have to go to Eretz Yisrael. I can only raise my children in the holiest land. I'll tell you the truth, if we can move there, we should move there. But a person should make sure he's with the Makom Torah, no matter where he is. If he's with the Makom Torah, the Chaznish says, it's like Eretz Yisrael. But he wasn't the Makom Torah. He was Makom Tuma. The worst place you'd want to be. You don't want to be there. And he raises two children. Kiruvein and Shimon Yuli. What does Yaakov Avinu say? The greatest of all the others, Kiruvein and Shimon Yuli. Like Reuven and Shimon. Like my children that I raised, that are the Shiftei Ka. That's who your children, Yosef et Sadik, Menashe and Ephraim, that's what they are like. That's how great they are. That's the job he did. Because he was always davening with Hashem. And that's what we're doing here. And by this shiurim, constantly, we're repeating this point, this message. Because this is the message. Koichi ve'oitzim yodi osalisa chai lazeh. The Yitzhahara tells a person, it's my strength that made my success. It's my intellect. I said to get off the exit right over here. Now he had the free choice. For whatever reason, I don't know, sometimes I stay on the exit sometimes. But he had the free choice. And Hashem put it in his head. And what's the response? The Gra tells us right away, Baruch Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Baruch Hashem, and where does it come from? Look right over here. Baruch Hashem l'yoylom, forever. Amen v'amen. Baruch Hashem etziyoyim. Shoichin Yerushalayim haluka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells in Zion. For who? For his nation, for Klal Yisrael, for in Yerushalayim. Baruch Hashem l'kim elokei Yisrael. Oyseh neflois levadai. He himself, only Hashem, does the wonders. As opposed to who? As opposed to tonight in the English date is October 31st. They're going around out there, those little kids, and collecting candies. What's the source of all this? I mean, our class is not to discuss those things that they do. But it's paganism. It's all paganism. That's what it is. This God, that God, that's what they're doing. I'm telling you, the little kids, they have no idea what they're doing. And their parents themselves, they don't know either, because all they knew is that when they went out, they wanted to get some candies. And that's the next generation. They don't know what they're doing anymore. What the source is. They'd have to come here to figure it out.
Am I reminded of that when we did Psalm 30? And the place where he says, in English, I had said in my serenity, I will never fault. But Adonai, all is through your favor. So it's like the guy was saying, I thought that I was in control of everything.
Underneath his feet.
And then I realized everything was from the song down on the journey.
Very good. There's another message that we have over here. And interestingly enough, we say these four psukim not once a day, but twice a day. Because these four psukim are also found in the Maariv, before Shemoneh Esrei. So this message that we're saying over here now, in the morning when we begin the day, which leads up to the Shemoneh Esrei, once again we're climbing the mountain. We're climbing that mountain on the base where the mountain where the base of Middash is, because ultimately we're getting to our destination. And in the davening over here, in the Psukah de Zimra, the goal is to get into the Beis HaMikdash, into that spiritual Beis HaMikdash, when all of us enter into that Shemoneh Esrei, those three steps back and those three steps forward, we're in a different place now, a different realm, a different world. So we say this over here in the morning, and we repeat it again at night, to emphasize this point. Baruch Hashem. Hashem, you're in charge. L'yoylom, forever. And that's why I sat on my head. To remind myself of this. And it's so true. And we all know in our own personal lives that if our friend would have sat on that head, if it would have been our father. You know, I once heard from a Pliskin, a Zalig Pliskin. Wonderful, tremendous, unbelievable, the chesed he has done for our generation, for the generations to come, with his sfarim, with his tapes. I never met him personally, but unbelievable, you have. Unbelievable what he has done for us. He gives an example. He says, on anger. He says, a person says he can't control anger. No, it's not easy. I know all about it. But let me tell you, he says, a person can control anger. He gives an example. He says, a person has a truck, he's driving a truck, antiques in his truck. All of a sudden, he has smash in the back. He's fuming. He's counting the thousands of dollars that this person just smashed. Runs out of his car, runs over to the other person, rips that door open, and he says, Ma, are you okay? What's his point? And he says the same thing, I think I heard it once when he said, you rip that door open and this 6'8" person comes out and he says, sir, are you okay?
Would you like to hit my truck again?
Exactly. What's his point? That we can't control ourselves. It's all up to us. How is it up to us? By our Bechira Chavshis that we discussed earlier. And how we can be successful? The only way we can be successful is if we have Hashem on our side. And that's what we discussed a few weeks ago. Il Mole Kodesh Baruch Hu Gemara and Kedush and Gemara and Sukkah tell us, if not for Hashem, Lo Yacholoi, we would not be able to conquer the Yitzhar. If not for Hashem, we would not be able to be successful. And with that, we'll end for tonight. Baruch Hashem, L'yoylam, Amen, V'Amen.
Amen. V'Amen.